We're in Simen Ches in Hilchis Tzitzis, and we are up to Sif Yud Beis. We'll just be doing Sif Yud Beis today. So the Mechaber says, Im yesh lo kama begadim shel arba kanfos. If you have several garments with four corners, you're putting on several different garments that have tzitzis on them. So, kulam chayavim b'tzitzis. First of all, if you have several garments with four corners, they all need tzitzis. And, im lov sham kulam below hefsik. Several conditions. Condition number one, you put them all on one after another without anything in between. V'hoya dato mitchila kulam. A second condition. Your das was on all of them. Lo yivarech el abracha achas. So the Mechaber says it's got to be that they were put on one after another with nothing in between, and your das was, your intent was to put all of them on. One bracha is enough. Whereas, imafsik beinayim, if you separate between the two, you have to make a bracha on each one of them. Or, even if you put one after the other, but you did not have das to put on the second one. At the time you put on one, you thought, I'm just putting on one. And just after you put it on, you decide to put on a second one immediately. There, that will need another bracha because it is considered a hefsik. The Ramah adds another condition. The Ramah says, what happens if you're putting on tzitzis one after another, but you're removing the first before putting on the second? That means you put on a pair of tzitzis, take it off. Put on a pair of tzitzis, take it off. According to the Ramah, each beged will need another bracha. The only time that your bracha on one will cover another is if you're still wearing the first at the time that you put on the second. Now, this is the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says several things in Halacha, and we don't necessarily follow exactly what the Mechaber and the Ramah say. First of all, what is considered a hefsik? The mashmos of the Mechaber is even a slight hefsik. If it's not immediate, if you don't just put one on right after the other, you cannot have one bracha. The halacha is not so. The halacha is it's got to be a shehiyah rav. It's got to be a long shehiyah, a significant distance between putting one on and the other. There's got to be a time gap between one and the other. Second of all, what happens if you speak in between? There are those who say that even though you spoke about, if you speak about the talis, there's no problem. But if you spoke about something else, there are those who say you said even one word about something else, you've ruined your bracha, you've got to make another one. The Mishnah Berurah brings those who say otherwise. They say that once the bracha was chal, you made the bracha on one talis cotton. Now you're putting on another one. The bracha was chal already. You had in mind to cover the second one. A hefsik b'dibur b'dievid will not be ma'akev. Therefore, la halacha, it's a suffik brachas. One should certainly not talk if he plans on putting on more than one. But if he did speak, b'diyevid, we will not have him make another bracha, because there are dais that you do not have to. The next thing is, with regard to the Ramah's halacha, if you removed one of them, you removed the first one, by the time you put on the second one, the halacha is not like the Ramah. Many achronim argue with him. With regard to kavana, according to the Mechaber, if you have stam kavana, you weren't thinking, you put one on, you didn't explicitly think about putting on the other one. According to the Mechaber, you would not be able to put on the second one without making another bracha. Meaning you must have explicit kavana for the second beged in order for the bracha of the first to work for the second. Now, what happens if you have several begadim in front of you? If you normally put on more than one beged of tzitzis, you normally put on more than one, then and you had them in front of you and you weren't thinking at the time of the bracha, that will automatically cover the other ones because you normally do that. Whereas if you don't normally do that, then the halacha is that we assume that your kavana was not to cover it. If you normally cover your talis katan with the talis gadol, even if you didn't explicitly think so, but you normally want to do that, your talis gadol will cover the talis katan. Now, what happens if you put on a pair of tzitzis and realize that it was pasul, but you had another pair of tzitzis in front of you? So if you had planned on wearing both, you would not have to say another bracha. But if you weren't planning on wearing both, even though the other pair of tzitzis was sitting right in front of you, nevertheless, you would have to make a new bracha because your kavana was not for the second one. Now, what happens if you made a bracha and you did not yet get to put the tzitzis on you, and someone brings you a second beged, and then you put one on the other one right afterwards? Your kavan at the time of the bracha was not for the second one. It was only for the first. But before you actually put it on you, someone else came and brought you another one. There's a machlokas there. Some hold that since the bracha wasn't chal yet, it didn't take effect, and you now got another beged, the bracha can be chal on both of them. It could even be chal on the second one. Therefore, we're left with a suffix, and you would not make a bracha. What should you do? The Mishnah Brura says, in order to avoid a suffix brachas, he says that you're better off not putting on that second one. So that you were planning on putting on one, and just before you put it on, someone else brings you a second beged. The Mishnah Brura says, don't put on that second beged, because you're left with a suffix brachas. Or, b'masiach das, which is an interesting mind game you play with yourself. You tell yourself, you know, I am not going to put on the second beged. And then you say, well, now that I decided not to, I can make a bracha, so I will put it on. It's kind of hard to do that and take yourself seriously. So once again, the halacha is you need the two tanoim of the machaber, which is you need kavana, and there should be no hefsik between them. With regard to the tanai of the ramah, that the first one is still on you at the time you put on the second one, that the achronim disagree with.